The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
Here we go. December 16th, 2024. Your host, Melvin Prince Jonathan, WWDB, 860 AM. Life is a gamble. Now, when you call, I'm going to ask you two questions. Are you rolling the dice or are you passing them? And so what I want you to understand is whatever you do with your life is your responsibility. And so I ask you these questions because if you are passing the dice, if you're going to give somebody a chance to make a decision on your life, and I'm going to probably give you another 2-3 minutes to explain that to me, because anytime you got the dice when it comes to your life, you should be rolling them. You should be willing to accept whatever it is that your heart gives your hand when you throw those dice. Now, you ain't got no heart, the numbers are going to show up, whatever the numbers are going to show up. It may show up crap. You know, may show up snake eyes, however it is, you know, but if you trust in yourself and believe in yourself, I assure you, them dice gonna come out and do exactly what you wanted to do. It's like shooting a free throw with no more time on the clock and you can determine the game. If you was meant to play that game, there's no doubt you're gonna make that free throw. But if you a fraud in this game, if you standing up, running up and down the court waiting to pass the ball, when it comes time for you to show up, everybody going to watch you. Everybody going to see. You see, part of the song that I play on my intro, there's no exception to the rules. The rules are the rules. There's no exception to the rules. And so a change is always going to come. Those are the two things that you hear. Now, I got a couple things. I've been angry since I started this radio show, a whole lot of episodes ago. And I want to give acknowledgement to the people who are no longer here, but who, when they was here, they stood for something. So for all of my people that's over 65 and 70 that listen to this show that do not call, when you call today, tell me about Miss Mary Mason. Tell me about Mr. Georgie Woods. And tell me about Mr. Milton Street. Now, I've met all of these folks, so I know them. I want to know how you know them, because I think we are void of this kind of character now, of this kind of morality that they used to bring and strength that they used to bring. I think we are absent. We are absent of that now. And it's pathetically awful because you guys run to places that label themselves as the only black and the first black. And these titles right here are devastating, because guess what? If you got a title and it hasn't helped you, then maybe you need to get that title up. Maybe you need to get that title up. You don't lose anything with the culture because somebody say, nobody's more black than you are. How stupid is that? It's just ridiculous. The question is, are you prepared? You want to be black, but you don't want to be prepared. You want to have a kente cloth on, sleeping with a cardboard box on a sidewalk and tell everybody, you know, put the fists up and like you what? You helping who? I won't allow you to talk to my kids. I won't allow you to talk to my son. I won't allow you to educate my kids in school. That's why I don't send them to school. So, you know, everybody that's sitting at the table that's supposed to have something to do with helping Philadelphia, especially the urban part of Philadelphia, understand that it's systematic poverty. Without this poverty, you wouldn't have unions. Are you understanding that? You need a degree of people to be suffering and not know that they suffering. That's how come they don't want to get out. There's no term limits. They don't aspire to get out. They put $50,000 cars in front of houses that they pay $200 a month for. Look, I'm telling you because they let me live that way. make you think you're a millionaire, make you think that you have all of the things attribute to when you look at Beyonce and you look at the TV. You got an 80-inch television in your house costs more than what you pay for rent. And then all the people who go to work every day, all the people who cut coupons, all the people who can't get their hair done but every other month and stuff like that, they don't want to say anything. When I was in public housing, they didn't ask me to pay property taxes. They didn't ask me to pay municipal taxes. They didn't ask me to pay school taxes. But someone still picked my trash up. My kids still got a chance to go to those schools. Well, my kids never went to those schools. But as I got older, folks I know, folks who have grown up inside of those situations, kids still went to those schools. How do you send $1.6 billion to a school system that still produces kids who can't read? You guys are really wasting time. You're getting on other radio shows and you have this attitude, this disappointing attitude, like you a major figure in this city right here, and forgetting that you are on the plate. You are on the menu and on the plate. You make no decisions. Chinatown, CBA, that community-based agreement. Everybody want to articulate the community-based agreement. It's none of your business. You don't live in Chinatown. And all these urban places where you live at, when they decided to uproot you and move you and relocate you, did you get a community-based agreement? Theirs is starting at $60 million. By the time it's done, it's probably going to be $130 million. So why don't we just call that a community-based annuity? Because they can leverage that. Matter of fact, they moved some people off of 41st and Market Street approximately a year ago because the man just didn't want, after 40 years, he just didn't want subsidized housing. Wasn't low income, it was just subsidized. Bought that place for somewhere about, I don't know, less than less than $500,000. Sold it for $62 million. Generational wealth. Growing up and living in housing for 20-some years is not generational wealth. It can be. It may have during the 80s when folks were selling dope out of there and making millionaires, but not now. It's not now. So there's a couple things I want to talk to you guys about. And I need you to, you know, respond. I need you to, you know, give me some answers. This is Monday. You know, this is, life is a gamble. And you guys are taking this high risk with no reward. 14 people shot this weekend. 3 of them died. All of them children. All of them children. But you can go on YouTube at any point in time and you see the 10 most dangerous places in Philadelphia or the 10 most dangerous places in the United States. Or you can see these things on TV. And you can see these neighborhoods from West Philly to Southwest to all these places. And you can see these young folks. And when you see them on YouTube and they got AKs or they got 9mm with extended clips and stuff like that, and they only weigh like 110 pounds, 120 pounds, you might want to call the agencies up and say, hey, you know, got a boy walking through the neighborhood, you know, with a gun with 40 in the chamber. Because, you know, what's funny? These same folks who go from 17 to 20, 14 to 17, when they're outside disrupting the outside, they're in the house playing Grand Theft Auto and Call of Duty and for like hours. When they go to juvenile prison with a couple bodies on them, we let them play Grand Theft Auto in prison and let them sit there on a taxpayer's dime until they mature enough. And then we try them as adults and we give them life. You know, we take their life away. And ain't none of y'all complaining about that. Ain't none of y'all calling up saying, we need to devise a better plan. All you did this past election say vote like your life depended on it. And it's very disappointing because if your life depended on it, you just lost your life. They didn't trust the fact that you said your life depended on it. They didn't. The young people was like, no, we don't trust you no more. We're not coming out to vote Democrat because y'all tell us to no more. We don't know Kamala. Kamala was Indian before she started running, and then she turned black. This is disturbing. The mere fact that we do not have anything in place to develop this city so everybody can be a participant in it. The things we have in place right now are only for the major universities who have controlled every area of this city, police department, any law enforcement, you know, who got qualified immunity, politicians, you know, the mayor get a full detail, a full police detail, and yet her boyfriend, the security guard, gets $110,000 to be her security guard who can't pull his gun within the city limits. I don't care who he protecting. He is not Act 120, I think it is. He's 235, so he's certified to carry it, but he can't pull it and discharge it within the city limits. And so you look at people right in front of you spending money foolishly. $1.6 billion for a stadium. Now, whether it's foolish or not, they didn't tell you to after you agreed to the stadium that they got to take it down by hand. They didn't tell you to after you agreed to the stadium that SEPTA could not handle the capacity of the traffic without upgrading their terminals or their lines and stuff like that. How do you idiot pass something like this and say we'll work out the kinks later? Make it make sense. I'm going to take a two-minute break. I'm going to come back. You can call me. I can talk the whole 60 minutes. Believe me, I can. Phone number is 888-329-3306. Be right back.
This is McGruff the Crime Dog, and I need you to help me take a bite out of crime. Counterfeit products are popping up everywhere. Fake sneakers, fake cosmetics, and even fake pills. Crooks are selling counterfeit versions of just about everything. Last year, billions of dollars worth of counterfeit products were sold in the U.S. Sure, it may seem like saving a few bucks on the things you want isn't a big deal, but counterfeits are usually made in unsafe conditions, potentially using hazardous and even lethal ingredients that could harm you and others. And the money you've paid, it goes right into the hands of criminals and may support child labor, drugs, and even gangs. Smells like big crime to me. So if you still think buying fake products is harmless, think again. And remember, if you don't know where the products came from, how could you know where the money goes? You're smart. Buy smart. Go for real. Learn more at McGruffPSA.org. This message is brought to you by the United States Patent and Trademark Office and the National Crime Prevention Council.
Hi, I'm Cody DiPablo. Cancer, we don't want to think about it, but I had to because, well, I was busy working, traveling, enjoying life, completely forgot to pay attention to my health. Too much time passed since my last PAP. By the time I was tested, things didn't look too good. We thought I might have cervical cancer. Cervical, ovarian, and uterine cancers are gynecologic cancers. I was lucky. After lots of worries, no cancer. I've always been very close to my mother. When we finally got good results, she broke down. And that's when I realized it's not just about me. It's about your loved ones, too. So women, get a Pap test to check for cervical cancer and get the inside knowledge about gynecologic cancers.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. For more information, call 1-800-CDC-INFO.
You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting
when the deal is done. Yo, Kenny Rogers, you always gonna get Kenny Rogers, you know, when I return back. So I need to ask two things of the listening audience. One, are you familiar with the Freedom of Information Act? And number two, are you familiar with the Community Development Block Grant? Because if you're familiar with the Community Development Block Grant, then maybe you want to be smart enough to find out why the mayor has taken the ability for every council person to spend their community development block grant the way they choose to spend it. And so if that is the case, then I need you to call me and tell me why. And tell me why you don't go once a week and find something under the Freedom of Information Act to investigate. So I see I got a co-host on the line, my great friend, one of my good friends. I'm going to bring her in, and Miss Mary from Mount Airy, I'm going to bring you in. And Miss Mary, we got somebody else on the other line that's going to talk to us, but I want to talk to you for a few minutes. Are you there?
Yes.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Yeah, good afternoon, Prince.
Now, let me say this right here, because I Miss Mary Mason, Mr. Georgie Woods, and Mr. Milton Streets. Can you tell me something about each one of them? Because I'm sure that you lived long enough to know each one of them.
Well, I remember my parents would always listen to Mary Mason.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew Georgie Woods personally because I met him at the Keystone racetrack because my uncle he was an avid horse player.
Okay.
You know, and then I got into it by reading all these books, and I would actually pick out the horses with the daily racing form. And that was my hobby, you know.
Mm.
And I would sit in the same seat, and Georgie would be next to me asking me, what did I like? You know, and...
You made some people some money.
Yes, I did.
You ain't say gambling. It wasn't even gambling. It's a hobby, you know. You ain't even use the word gambling right here. And I'm on this show using the word gamble because I think that when we don't investigate, when we don't get what we inspect opposed to what we expect, then we are gambling. We're gambling with the very life that was given to us because you're letting people dictate how it should go. You know, it's ridiculous. This whole, all these groups, nobody's doing a Freedom of Information Act to tell me how much money each one of these groups that's supposed to be helping these kids so these kids won't be killing each other, that is getting all this money that are inside of these schools right here. I'm telling you, all you got to do is give the Freedom of Information Act a name. Give them a name. Go online, give them a name. And they're going to pull the information up, and nobody's done this yet. We're paying millions of dollars, and yet kids are still dying on the streets of Philadelphia. Help me out, Ms. Mary.
You know, the city is required to give us that data online. We shouldn't even have to go through the Freedom of Information Act. I went through the Freedom of Information Act one time, and you had to go through the city attorneys. And then when you present that information to them, when they fail to provide you with the information, then it goes to the attorneys on the state level. And the state gives you a right to sue if they fail to give you that information. But it's a long, drawn-out process.
So here's my problem. Here's my problem, Ms. Mary. And you know that folks are loyal to putting these people in office that's supposed to support and help you. They do that in the counties. They do that in townships. The people you put in office are supposed to go to bat and supposed to represent you. Now, I'm going to ask you right now. I know at least four people who've been in office. I'm going to say about 20 years. Do you know at least four people?
That's been in office with failed to do what they're supposed to do.
That's been in office. That's been in office for, let's say, 15 years. 15 years or more. And then, because I want you to tell me what has happened different in those neighborhoods to benefit the constituents in which they service.
You know, I'm going to have to say all of them fail because even on the Republican side.
Hold up. I get that. But we're in a Democratic stronghold city. We're not jumping. Let's keep it right here because the Republicans could live a good life inside of Philadelphia because what they do don't affect you guys. In the state, it may affect Philadelphia. But right here in Philly, the Democratic people, there's only one Republican in city council. So that means anything come out of city council is majority Democratic voted on, whether it's Working Family Party or the straight Democratic Party. So let's keep it right there. You know, four people that are Democrats in this party and in their districts, has anything changed? I mean, I can give you four.
None. I would say no.
Right.
No.
And these clowns was out there talking about vote for Ms. Harris like your life depending on it when you haven't done nothing in your district, which was a poor representation because people stayed home and they tapped out. The former mayor tapped out before he was even out of office. He was still getting paid.
You know, we fought against the city council before Mayor Parker got in office, Marion Tasco. So, like I said before, you know, if you don't push people that are in place mm-hmm. and have someone to run against them, mm-hmm. you're going to always have the same people there. Mm. Who's going to step up and run against them? This is why I'm saying they are required by law to give us that information on the system. You don't even be supposed to have to go through the Freedom of Information Act. You know, this gun violence that we're having, they're downplaying this. You know, we have basically all these anti-groups that's supposed to be assigned to these schools. They're only in the schools for 2 hours a week. Who do they know? We need to find out what schools did these children attend. How come the mentors didn't know in advance that this was going on? I mean, did they take the place of the NTAs that were assigned to the schools?
Exactly.
And they had to be there every day, so, not 2 hours a week.
So listen,
you
listen,
don't even know
listen.
These children's How name, much? But yet they're getting these grants, million-dollar grants to do absolutely nothing. You can't blame the parents that are out there working every day. Of course, they're not going to go to the police officers that assigned in the school. This is why they had the NTAs there. They would talk to them more than anybody.
Well, once you commit a crime, once you commit a crime at this level, all bets are off. Your mommy can't save you. Your daddy can't save you. When you out toting a gun and you kill somebody and that bullet that came out the gun that's in your hands kill somebody that's laying in a grave now or in the morgue, you gain all bets are off. Period.
You're right about that, but it shouldn't even get to that level where they retaliating against each other. You know, I grew up in North Philadelphia where they had major gang violence then.
Yeah, it was organized. You know, sometimes it was organized. I want to ask you a question because I've never seen this person, and maybe you have. Who was Kinsey? Stephen Kinsey, is that his name?
Was he
a state senator, state rep up there in Mount Airy? You know, Stephen Kinsey?
I don't know him. Stephen Kinsey.
Right. See, that's what I'm talking about.
The person I remember was Marion Tasco.
This is the younger. So when Dwight Evans went to Congress, who was the person that had taken his place?
Oh,
it was a woman, right? She worked in his office,
no,
right?
I don't think it was a woman. It was always because Dwight Evans was the
state rep for a long time.
He handled the financial part of the
He went up the state and handled the financial part. He was handling appropriations for the state.
Right,
he was
the appropriations
state rep.
For the state.
Right, but he was a state rep, and the woman worked in his office took his place. And this is what I'm talking about right now, Miss Mary. You don't know Stephen Kinsey, who sat in that seat and up in Mount Airy. You don't know the person, not you personally, but a lot of Philadelphians are in this kind of quandary situation where they can't really tell you who did what when it comes to this city right here. Now, Ms. Mary, I'm going to take a break. I got Becky on the other line. You and I are going to co-host Becky. So I'm going to take a 1 minute break. And then when we come back, we'll talk with Becky.
Okay.
Battles aren't won solely on the field. That's a common misconception. Battles are won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. In that place where promises are kept. Promises to oneself.
This is is a physical training event.
Promises to one's community.
Helping people move debris out of their house.
Promises to one's country. In the heart of every Marine, you'll find a promise. A promise forever kept. A promise of battles won.
You got to know when to hold up. Know when to fold up. Know when to walk away.
Know when to run. So, Miss Mary, we welcome Becky to the line. And Becky, so that Kenny Rogers song is appropriate for Philadelphia, since Miss Mary, Becky's new to Philadelphia. Her job brings her here. So I'm just, you know, I played that song so she can know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, and obviously know when to run. Hey, Miss Becky,
good
how are you?
Good afternoon, and welcome, Becky.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. How are you guys today?
We are awesome.
Fine,
we are awesome. Now, Miss Mary, I would take Miss Mary in the ring with me any day, Becky. Miss Mary, a fighter. She doesn't pass the dice. She rolls the dice. You understand what I'm saying? And yet, so we have some issues in Philadelphia. So as an outsider living in Philadelphia now, what problems have you encountered? I would say situations, but they aren't situations. Stuff you've encountered are some problems, right?
I have encountered break-ins, car break-ins right here. Me being, I work remote at times. So coming down to take out the trash and to see the whole street has their window on the ground.
Mm.
So that's something personally that I have experienced.
And you live in a nice apartment complex, one of the fairly new ones, am I correct?
Yes, it's only it was built in July or June of 2023.
Mm-hmm. Here we got new developments with old bad behaviors in those neighborhoods. How about that, Miss Mary?
Well, in Germantown.
That's in the Germantown area?
Off of Wayne Avenue. Mm-hmm. I think she lives down from, is it Pickett?
Right, I know where it is now, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right. Bad behavior. And we allowing people to do these things, too, you know. And a lot of times, you have to look at who's benefiting from all this, where you have to go and get your windows replaced. A lot of times, the business sector, where they have to do the repairs, are benefiting from it. You know, they had passed a law where when they was taking the parts from the automobile and taking it to
catalytical converter. Yeah,
it was
exactly. It's a whole ring, yes.
So, you know, the police knows who's doing this, but they'll tell you to do things to protect yourself, but when they are not in the position to try to do their job, because a lot of times they benefit a lot of times from turning a blind eye. You know, we wouldn't have a lot of police officers in place. We wouldn't have these anti-violent groups in place if everything was like no problem in the city. So a lot of times it's promoted for them to be in existence, because a lot of these people wouldn't even have a job if you think about it.
So,
you know, a lot of them that call themselves mentors, which I would not even want them to say anything to my child.
At all, period.
You know, and based on their prior background. But we seem to promote people that had problems in the past. It's no way in the world you're going to tell me that I've been in jail for 42 years and now I'm going to set up an organization to mentor my child. It's no way without you having some psychological problems in place. You could be the nicest person in the world, but still, I don't want you telling my child anything that...
Based on the situation that you might... Now, so, Becky, how do you feel about that?
Well, I didn't even know that there were anti-violent groups in the city of Philadelphia. I think also I may not know too much that goes on because I don't have children. So I kind of, and I'm constantly traveling for work. But the time that I am in Philadelphia, I don't feel welcome at all. Not even because I'm an outsider. I think just certain events that happen, I'll go into a grocery store or go and order food and the cashier has the attitude. And I'm like, and...
Like, what did I do to you? Like, did I do something to you? You know, are you paying for my food? Like, why are you mad at me, right?
Yeah, especially coming from the South, I do understand there is a difference between the North and the South, which is totally fine. I think just, this is the city of brotherly love, and I don't feel the love. And I've been here for a year, probably about 18 months now.
Well, we don't just say brotherly love, we say sisterly affection. Am I right, Miss Mary? Isn't that the whole spew that they give out, Miss Mary?
Yeah,
well,
brotherly
I'm not giving that either.
Yeah, brotherly love and sisterly affection. That's what they say, you know. But I hope you're schooled on not going in certain areas late at night because, you know, that's a problem too, you know, and you have to be careful. You know, a lot of times people are not aware when you're traveling or move to another city or state. You have to know everything about that city and state that you're in because certain areas, I wouldn't be caught dead.
Because you might be dead. that's hard to share with outsiders who see this as a tourist city, who want to go down there and tailgate with the Eagles, who want to go to the Sixers game, who want to participate in what the tourism sells in Philadelphia. The only fundamental problem is that it sells this stuff with the exclusion of the very poor who want to participate in the process. So now you got this person right here who you are keeping out the process because the prices are too high, or you're keeping out the processes because rich people don't want to be around poor people, or you're keeping out the process right inside of their city. That's like building those $500,000 houses in Northern Liberties. And then the guy walking his dog wind up being shot by a bunch of guys standing on the corner. So you built $500,000 house on one side of the street and you got poverty on the other side of the street. And at no point in time did you try to bridge that gap. I'm not saying you need to be kissing nobody's tail. I'm not saying you need to give them everything. I'm saying, but you should have bridged that gap by having those same people be employed to build those $500,000 houses. And then while they are working, you are participating with imparting in them the opportunity that everybody could co-mingle and live together in the same neighborhood. But if you make the have and the have-nots by putting perimeter fences around a $2, $3 million project and telling them to stay away and putting an armed guard out there with an AK-47 walking up and down the street, knowing that everybody on the other side of the street got handguns and automatic guns, and so now you make the guard a target. And so you really, that's been a problem in the city right here. We got these bad politicians just glad to have a job. You get them a part-time job with the city council where they make over six figures, and they have not produced anything. Becky, Ms. Mary, I'm going to take a one-minute break and come right back.
Okay.
You should get tested for colorectal cancer. Well, it's the second leading cancer killer in the U.S., and screening helps prevent it. So if you're 50 or older, it's time. Even if it doesn't run in your family, most often, colorectal cancer occurs in people with no family history. And it doesn't always cause symptoms, especially early on. So don't wait for symptoms to get tested. Screening helps prevent the disease by finding precancerous polyps so they can be removed. Remove the polyp, prevent the cancer. Screening also helps find colorectal cancer early when treatment works best. You might be thinking, oh no, not that test. But here's the thing, you have options. There's more than one screening test. Talk to your doctor to find the one that's right for you. No more excuses. If you're over 50, get tested, because colorectal cancer screening really does save lives. A message from HHS and CDC's Screen for Life campaign.
You got to know when to hold up.
Okay, I'm back. So, Becky, tell Miss Mary what you do like about our city. if you found anything in this year's time that you could like in our city.
Oh, I'm gonna have to think about that. Something that I do like.
Did you hear that, Miss Mary?
I know, a year. I mean, we do have some nice restaurants.
Now, hold on, Miss Mary. Let's hear from Becky, Miss Mary. You can't give her the answers to the questions.
Oh, yes. Okay, restaurants. Yes, there's a place called South that's downtown. It's a jazz bar. No, like it's a jazz club restaurant. That is a very nice place that I've been to. Yeah, that's all I can really think of.
Next time you go there, tell them you talked about them on my show so they can go ahead and, you know, give me some advertising dollars, you know. But really, so have you found the guys to be strong in this city right here, protective? Have you found some young ladies to be accommodating, or have you found the young ladies to be nasty and the guys to be weak?
So I am a part of a sorority. I have found when I am talking to women who are part of my organization, it is great connection, butterflies. However, when I talk to regular locals, it is not the same at all. Even just going to, say, a bar in Center City and chatting next to a lady next to me, it has not... It really just depends, honestly.
You hear that, Miss Mary? You see her? She is struggling to be nice to Philadelphia, Miss Mary.
Help out, Miss Mary. You know, ladies are always in competition with each other, you know, so they may have give you a cold shoulder, but just look at it this way. A lot of times women are jealous of the other person that's maybe sitting next to them, or may have a nice outfit on, or, you know, that's just a growing up thing that you find with younger people. But, you know, you stick with going to maybe like an art show or something like that.
I
want to
hear this, Miss Mary. I'm listening intently, Miss Mary. I want to see how you steer this woman. I want to
know more.
I'm listening.
Or even different museums and stuff. You know, stay away from the gambling thing, you know, which I did, you know, for a long period of time. Well, I'm come from a family of gamblers, so. But, you know, just the nice settings, you know, none of, because we do have a lot of violence in the city, and try to stay away from those certain areas, because over the weekend we had, what, 11 people shot, 4 died?
14 people shot.
Okay,
three died.
24 victims, they said.
Yeah,
I guess
yeah,
they survived yeah. their injuries, but they're yeah. still mm-hmm. out there injured. You know, this is ridiculous.
You're about to have her relocate, Miss Mary. You keep telling me stories like that. Bad enough she don't watch the 6 o'clock news.
She
already told you they busting windows out her car. She don't know how that happened. She's trying to fix that problem. And now you done got her, like, they done had 14 bodies done drop. You know, 3 of them dead. You know, she's saying, I got to stay in my house now. How y'all, this ain't funny. Like, how y'all can't even find time to laugh about this, right? This is tragic. This is
a
tragedy, right? Because
tragic.
Guess what? Let me tell you why it's a tragedy. It's a tragedy because you got over $1 trillion worth of development going on in the city right here. It's a tragedy because you're talking about putting a $1 billion stadium and smack us in the city. It's a tragedy because these folks that are committing these crimes, you don't find their humanity in them until they stuck in this cage. And your prisons are already overcrowded. So I get $45,000 per prisoner. You charge me $1,000 a year for the overcrowdedness. Make it make sense. Make it make sense. And then we don't even get the report on how many of them go to the hospital. That go to the hospital because they were attacked in prison. How do you think they not going to be attacked when you only 40 to 42% correctional officers, and you got 110 prisoners, and you got 40% staffing at the correctional offices. You got 40% staffings of correctional officers in the prisons. There could be sometimes you got quads that require you to have two men on the quads, and you got a woman by herself with 80 guys on the quad. So look at the predicament you put her in, and nobody talks about this. Everybody come here and they talk to somebody who has all these degrees, that's in another state, that's in Washington, that has never played around with hot plates and milk crates inside of an urban area, that can see these problems for what they are and not do anything to help these problems right here. We've this year alone, we've pretty much probably fired more than 22 females for their interactions with prisoners working as a correctional officers. But what is it that we are to expect from her when you putting her on a block with nothing but men who can walk around all day in their boxers, can walk around all day naked if they choose to? You know, the ones that got to be on lockdown because you ain't got enough people showing up to work. You ain't got enough. You got captains and lieutenants trying to be a part of the lives of the COs, depending on how good they look or how attractive they are. And so this is what we are not laughing about, and this is not a joking matter, but this is hard that we have taken the city in its worst way, and we understand it. And we've learned to live with it. And that's the problem that we got to fix. We can't be that comfortable living under these circumstances. I'm going to take a 1 minute break, Ms. Mary. I come back and I'm going to have you say what you're going to say.
Okay.
This is McGruff the Crime Dog, and I need you to help me take a bite out of crime. Counterfeit products are popping up everywhere. Fake sneakers, fake cosmetics, and even fake pills. Crooks are selling counterfeit versions of just about everything. Last year, billions of dollars worth of counterfeit products were sold in the U.S. Sure, it may seem like saving a few bucks on the things you want isn't a big deal, but counterfeits are usually made in unsafe conditions, potentially using hazardous and even lethal ingredients that could harm you and others. And the money you've paid, it goes right into the hands of criminals and may support child labor, drugs, and even gangs. Smells like big crime to me. So if you still think buying fake products is harmless, think again. And remember, if you don't know where the products came from, how could you know where the money goes? You're smart. Buy smart. Go for real. Learn more at McGruffPSA.org. This message is brought to you by the United States Patent and Trademark Office and the National Crime Prevention Council.
You got to know when to hold up.
Okay, Ms. Mary, we're going to cut Kenny Rogers a little short now. Ms. Mary, now, if you got some places that you want to take Becky or that you could recommend to Becky, then, you know, the mic is yours.
I have a suggestion for Becky because I know that she has maybe a lot of sorority sisters here, and usually the married ones always want you to meet a friend of the family or relative. And since you know Prince, he probably has a lot of nice young men that can escort you to various restaurants and clubs and, you know, not to be out there by yourself. You know, that's the thing. Because I remember when I was young, they always had someone for me to meet. You know, not to say that you want to get married, but just to have someone to socialize with now, you
that
know?
She can call up and don't have to travel the city by herself and not
by
understand.
Herself,
right,
yes.
Right.
You
well,
know,
yeah,
so
yeah.
You have a good friend in Prince, you know? I know he know a lot of young men that's willing to take you out to various clubs, you know, and museums or what have you. So that's the way that you can work that.
So where have you been so far, Becky, in the city? Like, what places have you traveled to? And where have you eaten at? Where's the best food at so far?
There was a place. It was called.
Well, where did you get sick at? Either one. The best food was where you got sick at.
So there was a place. It got shut down, and she had oxtail cheesesteak and salmon cheesesteak. It was called Umi's or something like that. It started with a vowel.
And where's it located?
Oh my goodness, I don't know.
All right. I mean, you know, I don't know how you forget where good food is located at, but hey, we'll know.
It was shut down. It's not. She's no longer in business.
Really? It was good food, but she no longer in business. It might have been Miss Mary. Might have been a problem. What you think, Miss Mary?
Oh my goodness.
Was it underground that we had to travel through two houses and 2:30 in the morning they opened up? I mean, tell us some more about this right here.
Where else have I been? Been to the art museum.
Okay.
That was cool. Haven't been to the zoo. Where else?
You been to the Please Touch Museum?
I have not. I've seen it driving, but I have not went. It's nice to go places with somebody, though, so...
All right, we can take care of that. We can take care of that. You need what you need. You need Mercedes, Maybach, limo. What do you need? How you want to go?
Oh,
up?
Go ahead.
Excuse me.
You know, I'm just saying, you know, you want to go, you got to go right, you know?
That's right. That's right.
We got resources. Yeah. So, look, Becky, I thank you for calling in. I expect you to call if you can. Every Monday, we're here from 2 to 3. Oh, Miss Mary, you might have a surprise for you. We might be moving to Tuesdays from 8 to 9 in the morning. Drive time.
Okay. Yeah. Let me write that down.
Yeah,
What is that, the first of the year?
Yes, going into January.
Okay, Tuesday. Okay,
8
to
9. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
We might be able to, we might be in a position to co-host with the big boys while they lying early in the morning to the people, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. I understand.
So, Miss Becky, I'm going to let you go. I thank you for calling in. Please call in. So, Miss Becky, before you leave, are you rolling the dice or are you passing them?
I am rolling the dice.
There you go. There you go. See that, Miss Mary? She's doing exactly what she should be doing.
That's right.
You know, controlling her own destiny. Okay, Becky, I'll talk to you later. Thank you for calling in.
Okay, take care, Becky.
Miss Mary.
Nice meeting you.
Now, Miss Mary, you and I got to talk about some things because we're going into this new year and we are, what's the date, the 16th?
Yes.
So if we got 14 shootings now and we don't get a foot of snow or two feet of snow, what do you think going to happen come New Year's Eve?
It's going to be frightening. It's frightening every weekend if you think about it. You know, they tell you that the crime rate is down, the murder rates are down, the shootings are down, but yet every day when you wake up in the morning, they have a list of shootings, you know, and it's almost to the thing where they're trying to act like we should be used to it and should accept it because they had a press conference. You know, I looked at all the channels and only one channel had it on Channel 10 for a short period of time, which basically said little or nothing, where they had Mayor Parker, they had the police commissioner, and they had the district attorney, Larry Krasner.
Mayor Parker got to try to save Larry Krasner, don't she?
You know, and he bragged about on one of the other shows where the crime rate was down. You tell me how many unsolved murders. This is what we need to know. Don't tell me that the murder rate is down, but yet you're not telling me how many cases that you have solved. From what I understand, they have over 2,000, maybe even more than that.
So why don't we start here? How many detectives do you have? How long have they been detectives? And where are their caseloads? Because if you were trying to solve a case in Philadelphia and you're not priority and you went to a poor school and you lived in a poor development and you never finished, and so the chances of you getting the case solved is what? All of them should be treated equal, but we know that can't be true because we got moms out here still grieving that don't know anything about their sons who have been shot down cold on these streets right here. My issue is, why did you pay all the money for this place to be not just cameras everywhere, but cameras that do not effectively get you the answers that you're looking for? Who controls that? Like, who has that level of discretion on finding a politician's son over finding a low-income resident's son?
And what are they looking at? A lot of times when you're overwhelmed with a caseload, because you have to be exact with a lot of things. You see how fast they solved the shooting of that CEO that was in New York with the United Healthcare?
Immediately.
You know, we have the same apparatus in place in Philadelphia.
Mm.
You tell me why we're not hearing about unsolved murders here. You know, they think it's okay to just tell us, oh, no results or no witness.
No suspect. No suspect found.
Right.
No suspects at this time.
You
know, they're comfortable with saying no suspects at this time. And the problem is that you almost make it seem like everyone needs to carry a gun in a city where everyone's carrying a gun. You know, you don't. I know, we gave $150 million to SEPTA, and they shot the bus up at least 3 or 4 months ago when the girl just shot the driver. Door opened up, she shot the driver, and they take target practice at the bus sometimes in some neighborhoods where the bus drive past. And so you can either say you want to be safe or move out the city. Is that our only option? Move out the city?
You know, no, our option is that we need to make sure we get the right people in place. You know, don't tell me that, okay, I need forensic equipment. You have to have qualified people to know what they're doing. Apparently, we don't even have qualified people that look at the cameras that are in place. Or if they're collecting the gun casings, they don't even know how to analyze that to find out what's going on.
We paid a guy $89,000.
You know, it's ridiculous.
We paid a guy $89,000, Ms. Mary. Used to work at the Parking Authority, and he his only job was to observe the cameras and calibrate them. And when one of the attorneys found that this idiot did not calibrate the cameras for the last 5 years, that means that he just skipped calibrating them. We lost. We had over $200,000, over $200,000 in fines that they lost on collecting because the attorney told other attorneys, and every attorney walked in and said, well, my client would like to know if the cameras have been calibrated within the last year. And the judge Orlin Maggie had to throw the case out, and they wound up firing this guy. But the mere fact that you can pay these guys, and this is the hookup. The mere fact that you can pay people that are incompetent and then have a closed blind eye of the incompetency where you look just right past it and let them continue to operate and pick up a paycheck because it's not your money, and yet you still don't get no results.
And you know what? And we never got any results hearing when Councilman David O said that it was something going on with the witness protection program, that they did not have the money to actually place people in the witness protection program. This is why a lot of times people don't want to come forward. I mean, if you're not going to feel safe by telling or helping out the police or anyone that's see a shooting or a murder, then you're basically on your own. Who's going to step forward if you're not even safe by the district attorney not even securing protection for you? You know, it's a whole bunch of nonsense that's been going on in this city of Philadelphia.
So why don't you get your congresspeople? You got Anthony Williams been in office 20 years. Vincent Hughes been in office 20 years. Dwight Evans been in office 20 years. That's 60 years between them. If they was in some small township like Chaffanc, PA, or Sheltenham, or Conshohocken, then they would have so much money coming in to help these problems, it wouldn't be funny. But you just keep reelecting folks because, you know, and they went in with not big numbers. They went in with small numbers, less than 100,000 votes. And these folks are back in office, and you're not getting anything. Look, Ms. Mary, you got the last 30 seconds, Ms. Mary. I know you already wrote them, so why don't you go ahead and close this out?
Yeah, I just want to make sure that you continue to call these people out. And it's not about praising you or anyone else on these shows that we've been hearing from in the city of Philadelphia. You know, if you want praise, you need to just go to church.
Go to church. That's right. Go to church somewhere else.
And
we're
going to
talk about Michael Corey next Monday, though. Look, Ms. Mary, I'm out. I thank you for calling. You're my co-host on this show, Life is a Gamble, Another Issue. Thank you very much. You and I will talk next week.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
To the room. We are